Here is better than the open air. Take it thankfully. I will piece out the comfort with what addition I can. I will not be long from you.
All the power of his wits have given way to his impatience. God's reward your kindness.
Frateretto calls me and tells me Nero is an angler in the Lake of Darkness. Pray innocent and beware the foul fiend.
Prithee, Nuncle, tell me whether a madman be a gentleman or a yeoman.
A king?
No, he's a yeoman that hath a gentleman to his son, for he's a mad yeoman that sees his son a gentleman before him.
To have a thousand with red-burning spits come hissing in upon him.
The foul fiend bites my back.
He's mad that trusts in the tameness of a wolf, a horse's health, the boy's love, or a whore's oath.
It shall be done. I will arraign them straight. Come sit thou here, most learned justice. Thou, sapient sir, I sit here. Now, you see foxes.
Look where she stands and glares. Wantst thou eyes at trial, madam? Come o'er the born Bessie to me.
Our boat hath a leak, and she must not speak, for she dares not come over to thee.
The foul fiend haunts poor Tom in the voice of a nightingale. Hope it dance cries in Tom's belly, for two white herring croak not. Black angel, I have no food for thee.
How do you, sir? Stand you not so amazed? Will you lie down and rest upon the cushions?
I'll see their trial first. Bring in their evidence. Thou, robed man of justice, take thy place. And thou, his yoke fellow of equity, hence by his side. You are on a commission, sit you too.
Let us deal justly. Sleepest or wakest thou, jolly shepherd? Thy sheep be in the corn, and for one blast of thy minikin mouth, thy sheep shall take no harm. Brrr, the cat is grey.
Arraign her first. Tis Goneril, I here take my oath before this honourable assembly, kicked the poor king her father.
Come hither, mistress. Is your name Goneril?
She cannot deny it.
Cry you mercy. I took you for a joint stool.
And here's another, whose warped looks proclaim what store her heart is made on. Stop her there! Arms! Sword, fire, corruption in the place! False justicer! Why hast thou let her escape?
Bless thy five wits.
No pity. Sir, where is the patience now that you so oft have boasted to retain?
My tears begin to take his part so much they mar my counterfeiting.
The little dogs and all, Tray Blanche and Sweetheart, see they bark at me.
Tom will throw his head at them. Avaunt, you curs! Be thy mouth or black or white, tooth that poisons if it bit. Mastiff, greyhound, mongrel grim, hound or spaniel, brack or limb, or bobtail tyke or trundle tail, Tom will make him weep and wail. For with throwing us my head, dogs leap the hatch and all are fled. Do, day, 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 sissa!
Come, march to wakes and fairs and market towns. Poor Tom, thy horn is dry.
Then let them anatomize Regan. See what breeds about her heart. Is there any cause in nature that makes these hard hearts? You, sir, I entertain for one of my hundred. Only I do not like the fashion of your garments. You will say they are Persian, but let them be changed.
Oh, good my lord. Lie here and rest a while.
Make no noise. Make no noise. Draw the curtains. So. We'll go to supper in the morning.
And I'll go to bed at noon. Come hither, friend.
Where is the king, my master?
Yes, sir, but trouble him not. His wits are gone.
Good friend, I prithee, take him in thy arms. I have o'erheard a plot of death upon him. There is a litter ready. Lay him in and drive toward Dover, friend, where thou shalt meet both welcome and protection. Take up thy master. If thou shouldst dally half an hour, his life with thine and all that offer to defend him stand in assured loss. Take up and follow me, that will to some provision give thee quick conduct.
Oppressed nature sleeps. This rest might yield a balm the broken sinews, which, if convenience will not allow, stand in hard cure. Come, help to bear thy master. Thou must not stay behind.
Come away.
When we our betters see bearing our woes, we scarcely think our miseries our foes. Who alone suffers
suffers most in a mind leaving free things and happy shows behind. But then the mind much sufferance doth o'erskip when grief hath mates and bearing fellowship. How light and portable my pain seems now, when that which makes me bend makes the king bow. He childed as I fathered. Tom, away. Mark the high noises, and thyself bewray, when false opinion, whose wrong thoughts defile thee, in thy just proof repeals and reconciles thee. What will hap more tonight to safe scape the king? Lurk. Lurk.